You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode number 12 of the Doing English Podcast. So last week we talked about something that I call the LDCP principle. That is, using your own natural laziness to make learning the English language much, much easier. If you didn't listen to that one yet, I highly suggest you go back and listen to that, although there is very little to no connection with this week's episode, so it doesn't matter if you listen to them in order or not. This week, what are we going to talk about? This week, we're going to talk about something a little bit weird. I'm going to tell you about a really, really bizarre dream that I had. It was really, really quite a strange dream, and so strange that I actually ummed and ahed a little bit about whether I really should or should not talk about this. But I think it's okay, so I'm going to give it a go. I should warn you now that this week's topic might be considered a little bit controversial, because I'm going to talk about some things to do with stereotyping, and especially to do with cultural stereotyping. And I'm also going to talk about sexuality, which is something that I was always told you must never talk about in an English lesson when I was working in English schools. But, well, now I'm the boss, and I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. But just be warned, this might be considered a little bit controversial. So, yeah. Before we get into that, though, first of all, this week's five-star review. This week's five-star review comes from Dennis from Russia. And actually, Dennis is one of my Doing English Plus members. But Dennis says, "Thank you very much, Julian, for this amazing podcast. I think the most impressive thing I see in this podcast is new ideas. They're funny, serious, but always practical. It's really great. Please don't stop." Thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much indeed. And no worries, I have no plans to stop any time soon. If you ever find your way over to Japan, or if we happen to meet somewhere else one day, we need to meet up, because I owe you a beer or a similar beverage of your choice. Because if I remember right, I don't think you drink, do you? As a thank you for that review. Great stuff there. Okay, so let's get into this week's main topic. My bizarre dream. A dream where I actually went on a date. Not with my wife. No. That wouldn't be so bizarre. I went on a dream with a Japanese celebrity. But not just any Japanese celebrity. Japan's one and only Razor Ramen Hard Gay. If you don't know who he is, Google the name, and you will definitely find lots and lots of pictures of him, and you will know exactly who I mean straight away. He's a Japanese guy that wears what is basically a PVC plastic kind of policeman's suit with big sunglasses, and does a kind of gay performance act. And I had a really bizarre dream where we went on a date in my local park. And we didn't really do anything. We just went for a walk. We talked a little bit and we sat on the swings and we swung back and forth on the swings. And that was it. That was the end of the dream. It wasn't a very long dream, to be honest. It was quite short. Although it's very hard to tell with dreams, isn't it, exactly how long they are. Actually, his name is not Razor Ramen Hard Gay, as I'm sure you can imagine. That is not his real name. His real name is actually Masaki Sumitani, and he's actually not gay, just like myself, which is why it was such kind of a weird dream. Two straight guys going on a date in a park, but whatever. And he's actually an ex-wrestler. He started his career as a wrestler. And later, if I understand his story right, later retired from wrestling and became a comedian. Now, this is something, I guess, which is quite Japanese in a way. But in Japan, comedians tend to all have a character that is kind of their own kind of character. And often those characters are kind of ultra real. That is an exaggerated comedy persona. The style of comedy here is quite different to the UK, although I don't know about other countries. But definitely for me, the Japanese style of comedy is quite unique. Although I guess it's probably quite an Asian style. Maybe South Korea has the same style of comedy. I'm not sure. But the point is, his hard gay act is a routine. It's a comedy act. It's a character that he has created for the purpose of his kind of comedy act. And really, the fact that I had a dream about him is kind of irrelevant. It just got me to thinking about his comedy routine and what he does. Because there's actually a very, very interesting point here that is extremely relevant to people learning languages. Or in fact, people who are simply involved with other cultures in some way. Whether you're doing business in foreign countries or you like to travel, there is a very interesting and quite important point here. Now, the character, the hard gay character that Masaki Sumitani created and uses for his style of comedy is not based on the Japanese gay stereotype. Not at all. It's very much based on the American gay stereotype. Lots of leather and muscles and, you know, he's got big sunglasses and studs and he's very, the way he acts is very over the top and it is very exaggerated. Probably most gay people don't act quite like he does, but what he does is an exaggerated version of the American stereotype. And as I said, this is completely different to the Japanese stereotype, which is much more feminine. This says quite a lot about Japanese culture. And in particular, the way that Japanese culture coexists with Western culture. And the way that they view Western culture. Now, this isn't something unique between Japan and the West, of course. I mean, there are huge differences between British culture and American culture as well, for example. And just recently, we actually did a whole lesson on this in doing English Plus, kind of looking and discussing the differences between British and American culture. But the way that the Japanese culture tends to coexist with American culture is very, very different, again, to that. First of all, for example, if the hard gay character had have been based on the Japanese gay stereotype. I very, very much doubt anybody would find it funny. And in fact, a lot of people would probably find it quite offensive. And he almost definitely wouldn't be able or wouldn't be allowed to go on and do an act like that on TV. Because it just wouldn't be the done thing. It would be considered unpolitically correct. There's that difficult to define term, political correctness. If you've never heard the term political correctness before, definitely go and look that up in the dictionary. Although it's a concept that is quite hard to understand, I think. It wouldn't be considered politically correct to make fun, which is basically what he is doing. He is making fun of the American gay stereotype in a comedy style. It wouldn't be politically correct to make fun of the Japanese gay stereotype in Japan. But again, it's perfectly okay to make fun of Westerners in that way. Not only is it considered perfectly politically correct, it's considered funny, and there's no problem with doing that on TV and in the media. Yes, lots of Western people in Japan do find this quite offensive. And I am always hearing from my Western friends who live here in Japan say things like, Japanese people are really racist towards, you know, Western cultures. The way that they portray Westerners in the media and laugh and make fun of Westerners on TV and things is really, really racist. Japanese people are racist. It's not racism, though. Racism is different. Racism has the nuance of hate, of hating them because they are a different race. And I'm sure there are racist people in Japan. There are racist people in any country in the whole wide world. But this, what we see here, is not racism because there is no hate for the other cultures involved. It just isn't considered wrong to make fun of those cultures. It's basically that the Japanese just have totally different cultural values when it comes to these things. Now, a slight disclaimer. I am not Japanese. I've lived in Japan for quite a long time now, and I think that I understand Japanese culture pretty well. However, I am definitely not an expert on this. So this, what I am saying here, is simply my opinion. Some people might agree with me. Some Japanese people might disagree with me. This is just my opinion and the way that I see things. If you disagree, that's fine. But this is my opinion. But the way that I see it is that simply the Japanese, you know, have different cultural values to what we do in the West, especially when it comes to things like this kind of, you know, comedy routine. Unfortunately, most Westerners who come here, and definitely the ones who complain about it being racist and things like that, simply never bother to take the time to learn anything about Japanese culture and about the way that Japanese people think and act and why they think like they do and why they act like they do. Sure, a lot of the Westerners who come here want to learn Japanese, and Japanese is a popular language to learn now. But without taking the time to understand the culture, the language is pretty much worthless because you will never truly understand the Japanese unless you can understand their culture. Big, big, big lesson for you right there. If you want to get good at using English, you have got to take the time to understand the way that people think when they are using the language. it's not enough to just know words and grammar. I mean, for example, let's say you are Thai and you are using English in business contexts with Japanese people. It's not enough to just know English. It's not enough to just know the words and the grammar of English. It's not even enough really here to know a little bit about British or American culture. Here you need to understand Japanese culture because you are doing business with Japanese people. Or say you are Italian using English with French people. You need to understand at least a little bit, if not have, even if you don't have a very deep understanding of the French context, you need to at least understand a little bit about French culture and the way that French people think in order to truly understand the way that they use English, which might be quite different to somebody from Italy and will certainly be different to the way that somebody from Japan and, for example, Thailand uses the language. You need to take the time to understand the cultures in the situation, in the context that you will use English. This is actually one of the very big reasons, one of the main reasons why I decided to start the Doing English Plus community. Doing English Plus is my English training program where I provide weekly lessons and also monthly masterclass training sessions, kind of skills and things like that. And also a community where people can interact and share stories with each other and talk and, you know, really practice their English with each other. One of the big reasons I started that was because of this need to gain a very wide understanding of many different kinds of culture. Because we have all kinds of people from all over the world in the community. And even if we are not explicitly sharing cultural information and talking about our cultures, simply by interacting with each other in that safe environment, we are learning about each other's cultures. And me too. It is a really, really great place for me, simply because I also get to learn about the cultures of a lot of different people, which makes my job as an English teacher much, much easier. Of course, there are misunderstandings in the community, and there have been a few occasions when people have, you know, almost had arguments about things because of these cultural misunderstandings. But it's much, much better to, you know, make those mistakes in that kind of safe environment, offend somebody in that kind of environment, than it is in the middle of, say, a business presentation or something like that. But the point I want to get across to you right here is simply that it's not just about the language. You also need to think very carefully and take the time to learn about the culture within which you will use English. I would say a good place to start doing that would be to join the Doing English Daily newsletter. Doing English Daily newsletter is a free email that I send out every single day. I tell all kinds of stories of experiences that I've had here in Japan and in other countries and places where I've been. I give tips about learning English and, you know, use anecdotes and things that I've read to talk about things just like what we've been talking about today. And culture is a topic that I talk about in the newsletter an awful, awful lot. So I highly recommend you go and sign up for that. To do that, all you need to do is just go to doingenglish.com, and there is a link on the menu bar, and there is another right in the middle of the screen where you can just click on that and then just sign up. It's completely free, and I send an email every single day. So go sign up for that. Just go to doingenglish.com, or if you're in iTunes, just click on the website link. Right, on that note, what do we have coming up next week? Next week, I'm going to be commenting on something which actually came up in the Doing English Plus community, which I talked about a little bit already in this podcast, and I also talk about quite often in the newsletter too, by the way. But next week, I'm going to be talking about in detail and commenting on a topic which came up in the community, and that is learning third, fourth, and even fifth languages. That's next week. Take care. Look forward to that, and I will see you in a week's time. Thank you, and goodbye.